may have heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches us about is the sort that has powerful results. In fact, prayer that has powerful results is entirely normal in God's sight. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Perspective as we continue our look at families, in fact, your family in particular. Because whilst on the one hand no family is perfect, every family has its issues, right? On the other, our family is God's safe harbour. Your family is God's amazing gift to you. So as we talk more about our families and the things that you and I can do to stop them from falling apart, how can we possibly pass up the opportunity to talk about prayer? I have a very simple view of prayer. It goes something like this. Prayer is when we join hands with God to get His will done on this earth. Do you remember Jesus' masterclass on prayer? It was very simple. The disciples came to Him and asked Him to teach them how to pray. It was common for a rabbi to teach his disciples to give them a form of prayer that they could use. So Jesus obliged. He taught them how to pray. He said, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And don't bring us into a time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. You see, it's all about getting God's will done here on this earth and trusting Him for His provision and His forgiveness. So let me ask you, is it God's will for your family to stay together? Is it God's will for your children to learn how to honour their parents and to love and obey God with a glad and willing heart? Is it God's will for your family to reflect the wonder of His love in a world where families are falling apart en masse? I don't think you have to be much of a theologian to be able to answer a resounding yes to all of those questions. And if we lived in a perfect world with a perfect family, well, it'd be pretty easy for us to live out His will. No problem at all. But we don't live in a perfect world, and I'm guessing you don't have a perfect family. Am I right? You have the sort of family that we were chatting about these last few days on the program. You have the sort of family that has conflicts and clashes and personalities that sometimes rub up against each other the wrong way. You have a family with the odd black sheep, perhaps even some very difficult teenagers going through puberty. See, we somehow imagine that out there somewhere is some perfect family, but that's simply not true. Every family has its issues, and yours and mine is no exception to that universal reality. In fact, sometimes it can seem that keeping your family together, stopping them from falling apart, is completely impossible. Do you know why that is? Because by and large, it's true. There are some things that you can't do to keep your family together because they require supernatural power. They require the power of God. And fortunately, as we saw earlier, God has a mighty heart for your family, and He's ready and willing and able to step in and see His will be done when your family seems intent on tearing itself apart. See, this is where prayer comes in. Let's imagine there's a teenager in your family, perhaps it's your son or a grandson, who is completely off the rails. He's caught up with the wrong crowd, a recipe for disaster, if ever you saw one. And he may even be into drugs. He's out till all hours and you're beside yourself. You just don't know what to do. Nothing you say seems to make a difference. Nothing you do makes one iota of difference. You're completely powerless to help him. And if something doesn't give, he's going to find himself in serious trouble or worse. Well, there is something you can do. You can pray. I know, it sounds rather feeble, doesn't it? Because you want to do something real and practical. Have a listen to these words from God's word about prayer. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've received it and it will be yours. Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 10. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everybody who asks receives. Everybody who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, you may notice something about those three scriptures. They are all things that Jesus himself said. Now, I could have chosen a whole bunch of passages from the Old Testament, from the epistles, things that God said through other people. But I've deliberately chosen the things that Jesus said so that the power of what God has to say about prayer impacts your heart. Remember at the beginning of the program, I said that the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. In fact, prayer that yields powerful results is entirely normal in God's sight. So when you pray for that wayward teenager who's bent on self-destruction, you're actually doing the single most powerful thing that you can possibly do. When you pray for the husband or father who's a workaholic, when you pray for the young daughter who's going out on her first date with a boy, when you pray for the mother who's struggling with postnatal depression, when you pray for the marriage that seems to be coming apart at the seams, you are doing the most powerful thing that you can possibly do. Why? Because you're joining hands with God, the maker of heaven and earth, the same God who has a soft, tender heart for your family. You're joining hands with that God, the God who has the power, the wisdom, the desire to do the things that you can't do. Hello, is anybody hearing this? Are you listening? Is the mighty, powerful word of God sinking into your heart and bringing hope for you? Because that's exactly what God intends to do through his word today. The single most powerful thing that you can do for your family is to pray for them. I pray for my wife and my children almost every day. I bring them before the Lord. I ask for him to protect them, to hold them, to heal them where they need healing, to strengthen them where they need strengthening, to test them and discipline them with the love of the Father. And there's someone else I pray for too. I pray for me, that I'll have the wisdom and the tenderness of heart to be the husband and the father that God wants me to be. How much and how often do you pray for your family as a whole and for the individuals? And let me ask you this. How often do you pray together as a family? It's a powerful thing for husband and wife to pray together. It's a powerful thing for children to learn how to pray from their parents as the family prays together. Sadly, there are very, very few families that pray together. But imagine what could happen if we took this one most powerful thing that we can do for our family to pray, and we did it together. Imagine the transformative power as God changes the hearts of each member of your family through prayer. Imagine what your children would learn, how it would change their lives as they see God answering the prayers that you prayed for them and for your family. Again, I say to you, if two or three on earth agree about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. Imagine if you gathered together in prayer and had Jesus in your midst. Come on! Prayer that yields powerful results is normal in God's sight. If you remember nothing more out of today's message, please remember this. Prayer that yields powerful results is normal in God's sight. Do you see the power of what it is we're talking about here? What if a good chunk of your prayer life were focused on your family? What if your family together, as a family under God, prayed to him together? How different would your family be? Fathers, husbands, it's up to you here, as the spiritual head of your household, to take the lead. Families that pray together, stay together. How about it? Families these days are under relentless attack from all quarters. That's why we're talking about this stuff today and in this series, and that's why I'd like to chat some more with you about your family. That's right, we can chat about this stuff online at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll find today's program called Pray Together in the A Different Perspective section of our new website, and you can have your say at the bottom of that page. Or stop by the Christianity Works Facebook page and we can have a chat there. Your family is so important, and this series is all about discovering ways to stop your family from falling apart. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'm really looking forward to catching up with you again, same time tomorrow, as we take another look at your family from a different perspective.